to make my wedding interesting and to get more people, yeah, to make it interesting. I think that's just my reason.
Yeah. Well, if it is me, I'll pay like 150,000 for an MC, because to talk is not an easy thing. You're using your IQ, your brain, to construct some things. So to say something is not easy. So I'll pay money for that, because in Nigeria, for you to eat, you have to use your brain, you have to talk. So for you to think and talk is not an easy thing.
For my wedding, I think I'll pay 300k for an MC. I know most people like to use comedians and superstars. I'm not paying 1.5 million for anybody. I just need somebody to move the production along. But I also don't want it to be boring, so I won't go for somebody too cheap and I won't go for someone too expensive. So 300k is fine.
Welcome back to The Wedding Show.
Okay, all right. Going straight deep into the grassroots and finding out what Nigerians have to say. I felt really down.
I would say, you know, you called our guest Big Fish. I'll say the whale in the studio that was always green. He was just smiling like, oh my God, I can't believe that.
Okay, so at this juncture, we get to introduce our guest on the show today, TWS, The Wedding Show. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for a man who has stood the test of time. I mean, I was in, when did I say university when? Yeah, while he was acting. From then on, he was singing. From then on, stand-up comic. From then on, comparing, so to say, MC for events. Mm-hmm. From then on, he now has a book. Mm-hmm. From then on, he's now shooting movies. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Kofi, the guru in the house.
From then on, a father, a husband. Oh. From then on, a father.
And you just clocked 40.
Yeah,
you don't look it.
I don't have to. No, I'm happy. I'm fulfilled. You know, I'm not pursuing anything really.
Wow.
And I've achieved more than I set out to achieve. I didn't even set out to achieve anything, and God has been very good. As in, I think I'm the epitome of grace.
Okay.
When a lot of people look at me, years back, my wife used to think that I was older than some of these my colleagues. Wow. She was shocked when she realized that they were actually a lot older than I am.
Wow.
And I'm just turning 40, and a lot of young guys,
17.
A lot of young guys that walk up to me before that, they would just talk to me. Hey, Kofi. When they realized I was 40, they were like, bros, I saw you. That way, I talked to you 3 years ago, I beg, no vex. Wow. I'm not gonna say you be, but it's the way you carry yourself, it's the way you see life. Since I was, I think, how old was I in 94? When Aaliyah did that song, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, it just stuck to me that, look, guy, be free. Be a free-spirited person. Be alive in every circumstance, no matter what. There is no regret in my life. There is nothing, there's no obstacle that has taken me down. I just let it flow.
Thank you.
Now, talking about this wedding thing, I had started this. This is about 20 years of me holding the microphone.
Whoa.
20 years.
Experience
since like 97, but professionally since like 98 99, when I started getting small change from departments and all that, from always our orientation programs and all that. Then from like year 2000, the first wedding I emceed was around 99 2000.
Wow. Wow.
And my payment was a nylon bag of sugar juice.
Wow.
And I was grateful that I had the opportunity to do that, to learn, you know. I was just doing my school gigs, but then a lab attendant saw so much zeal in me and believed so much that my wedding, now this boy, now I'm going to MC my wedding. And for me, I was looking at this old man at that point, that, well, how can this old man just be getting married? Until we got to the wedding and realized that it was his age-long wife and his adult children were the groomsmen.
Wow.
And bridal train.
Wow.
But it was an eye-opening experience. Then Lara Just Weddings gave me my major first wedding somewhere in Ikoyi. That was the wedding that got me the highest paid. And that was where I bought my sim from. That is still the same line I'm using till date.
Wow.
Oh.
You
know,
the job was for, I think, 18K. We fought over it so much. She ended up giving me 12K at first. I paid my sim. If you talk to me anyhow on that phone, I can fight you. I bought my sim for 10K.
Wow. Okay.
Not 150 or 200 naira that you're buying sim now. 10K from that money. So the wedding story has been long. You know, we've gone through every... One guy was talking to me last night. He wanted me to be his master of ceremony on the 6th of May. but he's doing it somewhere in Ondo Town, and he felt because of the the brand level and the money and all that. And I told him the first rule, the first things first for an entertainer, the first fulfillment of an entertainer is to be able to service the client happily. It is not about money.
Mm.
When all these guys were saying, I will pay Gordon's 100K, I'll pay AY 150K, mm-hmm. please bear it in mind. From their perspective and their pocket worth, they have actually bled. That's their widow's capacity to bring out 100K. If you call me on a day that I'm very free, I'm not doing anything, and you say, please, Kofi, come and help me with this. First things first, I'm not considering the money. You now say, okay, I have fuel money, 150K. I will be a fool to sleep at home. And 150K did not come to knock on the door.
Mm-mm.
But there's someone at that wedding who might value you so much and pay you the required value that you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
The first major breakthroughs we had were from little gatherings that we didn't know who was important there. It was those people that now picked us up and made us this brand. So why do we get to this point and we feel these low-end people can no longer afford us? So we need to, we need to let people understand the differences. First things first, the entertainer wants a crowd he can entertain. Mm-hmm. It is not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it is about the money, continuously you wait till you don't get jobs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Go and check. A lot of us will do pro bono. So it only makes sense that the days that you have gone to do pro bono, somebody says, please, I can only afford this. Yes, you can choose. You can have options. If you have a bigger paying job on a certain day, then you can say, okay, sorry, I can't be available to you. I'll provide someone to you.
Mm.
So for me, it is not really about the money. It's not like people don't value you. It is just how they can value you. And sometimes when they say they have 150K, there's one other thing they can do for you that is more than 150K.
Mm.
Perhaps she's the secretary in one of the citadels of learning, and your daughter or child or son needs admission and they need their papers processed. And then you're the son of so-and-so. Ah, your papa, he helped me that time. Oh, yeah, what do you want? And then they put themselves into it for you, make things work for you. At that point in time, you have paid it forward. Mm. They're doing you back all the favors that you've given because you didn't consider the money. Basketball does free jobs. All of us, we do free jobs. I'm saying it, Woha. Alibaba is a big rich, so okay, Bakasi. All of us, we do free jobs when it matters, when it will add value some other time. Because it doesn't make sense for you to have it in you and you are home sleeping with it. Nobody's seeing you. You're not expanding your market. That small boy that today is watching you is your client tomorrow. So he needs to be the usher at an event where you emceed and he's gaping and looking at you like, wow. Then tomorrow he becomes a billionaire. He will remember that at some point in his life, he was an usher, you were the MC, and you're still doing your... Somebody was telling me yesterday at an event, say, boss, you came to do something for us some years ago. I was one of the committee. I said, did I do a good job? He said, why would I be talking to you if you didn't do a good job? I'm hoping very soon we'll call you again. So for me, let's not put money on it, okay? We entertainers or comedians or masters of ceremony per se, we like to deliver. We just want to satisfy the client. We want to make sure everything goes well. That's how we operate. Wow. I don't know about musicians, but for us comedians, masters of ceremony, compares, that IK, every one of us, we don't do fresh, we still do it. And we will still do it.
Okay, so in case you're listening, we have something spectacular for you, yes, on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what Kofi has said, Kofi is willing to do 50% off. So if you know anybody that's getting married, Kofi...
Just this weekend. I'm sorry. This weekend.
Okay,
just this weekend.
The phone lines are open. Go ahead and call us and tell us what
it's
you think.
It's the Easter Bunny weekend.
The numbers are 01-271-923. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Good evening.
Hey, Joe. Good evening.
Yes, who's on the line?
This is a party, the Dream 316.
Okay.
And your guest, what's the lady's name, please? Sorry.
Her name is Peace Odiete. Peace, saying hello.
Hello, hi.
Yeah, and my name is Abati, the Dream 316.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you.
And your guest there happens to be my boss.
Sabati!
Kofi the guru. Everything he has said, you put on. And if Kofi has told you he has done free job, completely true, absolutely true. I am one of those beneficiaries.
090.
He has done three jobs for me, and at the same time, he's an expensive guy. So don't take him for granted if he says he has done three jobs.
All right, then we have to let you go now. Thank you so much for calling. We have another caller quickly. Hello, good evening.
Hello, guys.
Hi there. Good Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Olumide.
Olumide, where are you calling from?
Kofi, you know, the first time I saw you and the last time I saw you was at the premiere of your show with ONG, Two Black Dead.
Wow!
And that was the day you also proposed to
so my wife, yes, this Bob's history.
You're so amazing.
You know? December 5, 2007, 10 years ago.
I'm glad that you've come a long way. And
thank you.
Still relevant in this. You're one of the few people that made me like Nigerian comedian, Nigerian.
Wow. God bless you.
Know, and actually, I don't manage to take them seriously. But after watching your video with ONG, and the way you proposed to your wife, but you were sitting right in front of me. And when you did it, I was just like, huh?
I was the first person to ever do that. Yeah, thank you.
It's a good work.
Thank you.
I'm happy that you still remember where you come from. You know, some people will forget and they don't remember. They say they are too big to handle anybody's show.
All right. Alamide, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, boss. God bless you.
Due to time. All right, we'll be going for a break shortly. Don't forget, this is The Wedding Show. Refreshed by Malta Guinness, brought to you by Malta Guinness. Now, do not forget, you can be part of the show by calling the following numbers, 01-63-10923, 01-2773-923, 01-2772-923, 01-2771-923, and you can call 01-6320-923. We'll take one more caller quickly. Hello?
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 Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm from Ikeja. This is Babs from Ikeja.
Babs, come again.
This is Babs from Ikeja.
Babs, hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay, so what do you have to say about the question for today? How much would you pay your MC?
Because the MC is one of the most important things, during an event.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll pay him 2 million, 5 million, depends on.
Wow.
That's lovely,
nice.
Lovely. I'm happy hearing this. Thank you so much for calling, okay? One more caller before we go for this break. We have to go for this break. Hello? Hello?
Ooh.
Ooh, we lost that call. Okay, don't forget. So we're giving away something. Kofi says if you're getting married this weekend, is looking to be the MC for your wedding. Yeah, 50% off. That's great stuff. Yeah, only on the
awesome.
Wedding show.
Awesome.
And he's giving away two copies of the book, The Scars That Made Me a Star.
Beauty of Beast.
Yeah, Beauty.
In fact, everyone that called, if they can tweet at me at Kofi the Guru on Twitter, I'll give them a copy.
Wow, you heard that, okay? If you can tweet at him right now, he will give you the book free of charge.
Okay, so we have it here, right? Yeah, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so keep the calls coming. We'll go for a quick break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll talk some more questions to ask Kofi and things for couples and vendors alike to look forward to.
Yeah. Just like you know the book, swag it up like you're on the show. Do what make others follow. Energy day on, let's go.
You know those days that just go on and on and on? I'm like hustling hard.
Moving sharp.
Stepping up and pouring down cold, great-tasting Malta Guinness.
Bros, you know.
That's where I go for vitality and goodness.
When it just won't stop, go with Malta Guinness. Malta Guinness, let's go.
There are many great things in the world, like this. And Malta Guinness. It's great and you love it. It gives you the goodness that you need. And when you add a little something extra, it gives you even more. Introducing new Malta Guinness Herbs Light. It's packed full of the goodness of great-tasting herbal extracts. And with even less sugar, it's the first light sugar malt in Nigeria. Taste the herbal goodness in every sip. Try new Malta Guinness Herbs Light today. Let's go light.
Welcome back to The Wedding Show.
I don't know what you are doing, Afo.
Yeah, like a beatbox.
Okay, so guys, welcome to The Wedding Show, Nigeria's biggest wedding show on air, refreshed by Malta Guinness, and we're here with Kofi the Guru, who's our guest today, a professional wedding MC. He's done this for a long time. Kofi, briefly, let's quickly touch on these questions very quickly. Now, what does it take to be a good wedding MC in two points? What does it take?
First and foremost, you need to be very, very eloquent and informed.
Okay.
You need to be very eloquent. You need to know how to address your audience. Some people mistake eloquence to being able to speak English.
Okay.
If you're a Yoruba MC, you should be eloquent in Yoruba,
in
Egun, in whatever language. English is not a measure of intelligence.
It's just a language. So if it is English that your audience needs, even if it is pidgin, you must be eloquent in pidgin.
Mm.
Not you come and say, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ashiama. You know.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, dear. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
What's your name?
Good evening, Kofi.
Good evening.
And everyone in the studio.
Good evening, madam. What's your name?
Yemi.
Yemi, where are you calling from?
Transit.
Okay. All right, go ahead. How much would you pay for an MC? Gang, gang.
How much would I pay? Not too much, not too little. Maybe between 300 and 500.
Fair enough.
But I'm curious. I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah, the promo Kofi is going in 50%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of how much?
It is when you call me personally that you know the... Because if I mention on air, it might bring a bit of it is a personal thing.
Yemi, all you need to do is, Yemi, just follow us on Instagram, okay? Mm-hmm. At Wedding Show NG.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll keep the conversation going with Kofi tagged into the conversation, okay?
Okay.
I must not reveal it on air.
All right, thanks for calling. Okay, so you just mentioned you need to be eloquent. That's
and,
one.
You know, and informed. You need to be very, very informed.
Very informed.
You need
eloquent.
To know them. Like right now, what is happening in town? You need to be able to play with certain things. You shouldn't be old school. You shouldn't be somebody in 2017 talking and still behaving like you in 2003.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't make brain.
Okay.
Okay, that brings me to the question: how can an MC know when to draw the line? Like a case happened recently where
an MC from the get-go should know that the day is not about him.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't understand it. That's why some comedians fail at this job of being a master of ceremony. There's a difference between a comedian and a master.
Thank you very much for joining that.
Because being the master of ceremony means you're supposed to control the flow of the event. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be funny all through and through. You can have some remarks that will be, you know, a bit humorous. But when you come to the event and you decide to make it a stand-up comedy show, you have totally flawed. You want to sell yourself above. The most important people at that wedding are those two people getting married, not their parents, not the chairman, no eye service, nothing about recognitions. I personally, I don't even give a frog about recognitions. I love parents who tell me, Kofi, it's about our children. We don't care who and who. All these people are friends. They are very important to us, yes. But it's about the couple. So if you don't know that line, and you just decide to play to the gallery, you want to do eye service, you want one big man there to like you, you want someone else that will just call for your card, then you turn it into your show. You just want people to, and then you just lose focus of the flow of the event, and then you don't know the articulate use of language that you're supposed to use to address the couple. You don't even know the order of the program. You don't know that the couple must be in there before you say the opening prayer.
That's a big one. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Inspiration FM.
Hello. How are you doing? Welcome to the wedding show. What's your name?
My name is Basunde from Akoka.
Okay. Well, how much would you pay for an MC? Quickly.
Between 200 and 500.
I know this is Basunde calling. I know this is Basunde.
Yeah, this is Inspiration and you're speaking with Basunde from Akoka.
That's you.
Your guest is my inspiration, my inspirator, my inspiration. Together, yeah.
That's my brother in crime.
He's one in a billion gazillion ways.
Oh,
mass prolific, bro, man.
I can't. It's cooking for life.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks for calling. Okay, so we'll go for a quick break. We'll be looking for callers number 3 and 4. Start calling. We have the autograph book from Kofi. At the same time, hey, we are also, he's giving away 50%. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to throw in something as well. So quickly, start dialing the numbers. We'll be right back in a moment.
There are many great things in the world, like this. And Malta Guinness. It's great and you love it. It gives you the goodness that you need. And when you add a little something extra, it gives you even more. Introducing new Malta Guinness Herbs Light. It's packed full of the goodness of great-tasting herbal extracts. And with even less sugar, it's the first light sugar malt in Nigeria. Taste the herbal goodness in every sip. Try new Malta Guinness Herbs Light today. Let's go light.
Bring the beat back.
Okay, so we're right back. Relax. It's TWS. Numbers to call us 01-277-1923, 01-277-2923, 01. 63109231, 63209231. Start calling. Now, we're giving away a book. Definitely, it's Beauty of the Beast, The Scars That Make Me a Star from Kofi the Guru, a professional wedding MC who's here with us today on the show. And at the same time, you could also get 50% off if you're getting married this weekend or you know somebody who is.
50% off, that's a lot of.
Yeah, it's, okay. it's the Easter giveaway.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
On the wedding show.
And then we're still in a recession, so we need to be considering.
Oh, thank you so very much. On behalf of everyone getting married this weekend, so keep your calls coming in.
Some people are planning immediately. Say, oh boy, we have between today and Friday to plan.
What about that MC that we paid before? Let's tell that guy to rest.
No, that thing has happened before. Oh, somebody actually called me and said, you know what, we've paid one guy, but as I'm just seeing you at this wedding now, let me call my wife and confirm.
Wow. Hello.
We lost that as well. Phone lines again. Buzzy. 01-277-1923. 01-277-2923. 01-277-3923. You can help me with the last two.
01-631-0923. 01-632-0923. Caller number 3 and 4. Hello.
I'm sure everybody's trying to run away from being the first caller. So I'm going to be
caller number one. Hello? So that there can be a caller number two now.
Hello.
Hiya. How are you, beautiful?
Hi.
What's your name?
Zara.
Where are you calling from?
From traffic.
I like that. Nice. Zara, you're caller number one. Try again. Hurry up.
Hello.
Ooh, we lost that. Realize that. All right, we're going to sing the numbers because we've got a few minutes to go. 01-277-1923. Keep dialing. The numbers are actually busy. Yes, 01-277-2923. I know.
01-277-2923.
I actually announced that you could be in traffic and join in the program.
Yes, that's good.
So that's why the person said they were in traffic.
That's good. That makes sense. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Coffee.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, I'm calling number what?
You're calling number two. Call again. Go ahead. Go. Call number two. Hello? Ooh.
Hello?
Another one. Hello? Ooh. I know that trick. That's a trick call. Hello?
That, we can count that too. Sorry.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hi, what's your name? What's your name?
Hello, tell us your name.
You just might be calling number three. You didn't know. Hello?
Aww.
Oh.
Hi, you're calling number three. This is
Zara. Number three. Is this Zara? Zara in traffic.
And she's laughing. She's like, yes. Zara, congratulations. You're calling number three.
My name is Oge.
Oh,
Oge.
Oh, my goodness.
Which
Oge?
I'm actually calling from traffic.
From traffic. Oge from traffic. All right, Oge.
Okay.
Do you know anybody getting married this weekend?
In 2 weeks.
This
month, yeah.
Okay. I think
a very good friend of mine.
What's the date?
I think it should be 8/29. Let me check the ID. Just give me a second.
We're giving you a second, 10, 9, 8, 7.
Okay, follow up. Work something out for you.
Okay, follow us at follow us at Wedding Show NG on Instagram, okay? Yeah.
Okay, she's getting 50%, okay?
So you get 50%. And you get a book, okay?
Okay, and do I get a book as well?
Yes, you will.
You'll get a copy of the book, Beauty of the Beast. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks for calling, Oge.
Okay.
All
right, bye. And we have Oge right there. What we're going to do, we're going to give away more copies next week. So Oge picked up the copy. Unfortunately, the phone lines are buzzing. And looking at the time, definitely, it's time for us to wrap up the show. Quite sad. If you're calling, don't worry. Don't feel bad. Try again next week. We're going to have another guest. I will be giving away another copy of Kofi Dounoua's book.
Mm-hmm.
On this note, Kofi, any last words for you guys?
Okay, let's stay very, very spoofic. The recession, they say we're actually out of the recession, but it's still in my dozen.
It's still very present.
Just let's be strong, okay? Mm. And then if you've seen any sign that anybody has done anyhow with the money, you're your whistle.
Okay. So at this point, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of the show, Kofi. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very
thank you
much
all so me. Much.
We love you.
We love you.
Same station next week. Bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.